And I feel Yerushalmi, Perek Gimel, Halacha Dalet. The first three Mishnahs in this Perek had spoken about ways that a person should bring their garbage or their dung out to a field to avoid it looking like the people are being fertilizing the field. And that would be because fertilizing is helps things grow, which is a toldah of Chayrish. Chayrish means plowing, and fertilizing is a toldah, that it's something that's similar to that with the usher, so we want to avoid it looking like the person is doing it, is fertilizing. Our mission is going to talk about something similar, which is if a person clears rocks away from their field, then that also makes the land better for growing, because things grow better in the dirt than in the rocks, of course. So the mission is going to tell us how to clear away rocks and do things like with rocks to make sure that it doesn't look like the person is trying to make his land better for growing. And the mission says like this, Le'yiftach Adam Machtzev B'tchilo L'soch Sadeh. A person can't open up a quarry, a place where he's going to get rocks out of, B'tchilo, from fresh, L'soch Sadeh in his field. He can't do that. Before we go on, we'll say the mouthful of the ones is that there's dirt on top of these rocks. And therefore, by digging in and starting to dig this ground out and make to dig rocks out of it, so he really has no intention of improving his field. He really just wants to clear away rocks. He needs rocks for building, but he gives the impression that he might be making it feel better. Others may not learn like that there's dirt on top of it. But the idea is when he starts clearing away these rocks from a new area that rocks were never taken from it, it gives the impression that he might be trying to clear out the field and make it better for growing. So he's not allowed to do that unless Achiyu, until there is Achiyu by Shalosh Marbis, until there are three rows of rocks, and now each of those rows has to be Shein Shalosh HaShalosh. Each of the rows has to be made of rocks that are there are a row of 3x3 rocks. That is to say, each rock is going to be an amma by an amma. So there's three rows. Each of these three rows that we're talking about has a cube of 3x3 rocks. So that's 9 rocks on the top. Our room shalosh that are 3 ammas deep. Now the mouthful of ones is that 3 ammas, which each of those 9 rocks goes down 3 ammas. So there's a total of 9 rocks in each row, and it's like a box, 3, 3, and 3 in each box. Each of the morbius has 3 rocks in it. It has 9 rocks in it, and those 9 rocks go down all the way. Each one goes down 3 ammas. Others learn that going down, the rocks are also just an amma by an amma. So there's a total of 27 rocks in this cube. Anyhow, so Shiurun, and it comes out, the total will be Esen Meshav Avonim. In Ma'afol, the ones are 27 total rocks. There have to be 3 rows. Each row has to have 9 rocks in it. The 9 rocks have to be a specific size. So it's a total of 27 rocks. Others will learn that when it says there are 27 rocks, it means there's 27 rocks in each Murbia, in each row, and then a total of 81 rocks altogether. But the idea is the same, that there has to be an area of 9 amas of rocks by 3 amas of rocks by 3 amas deep worth of rocks. You have such a big area of rocks, then it's obvious to everybody that nobody's planning on planting over here because things don't grow on the rocks. Obviously, you're clearing away rocks. Okay, now the mission says, Gedesh Yesh by Esravonim. If you have a wall that's made of 10 rocks, Shamas or Shnaim Shnaim, the rocks are so big that it takes 2 people to carry them. Hari Eli, not those can be removed on Shvius because it's obvious that those are rocks that are good for building. If someone sees you taking those rocks, he doesn't think you're trying to clear away the land underneath. These are good building rocks, and obviously, and people will assume that's why you're taking them away. Shir Gedr Esher Tzvachim. When we say that they have a wall that you're now permitted to take away rocks from it, these very large rocks from it, that means that the wall has to be 10 Tzvachim tall. Pachos Mikan. What happens if the wall is less than 10 Tzvachim tall? Then it's Machtev, it has the din of a Machtev of the quarry, like we spoke about at the beginning of the Mishnah, that you only have to do if there's a certain amount of rocks in it, as the Mishnah had said at the beginning. The Goymimoy at Pachos Min Art Tzvach. And what you do is, you can cut down your wall. When you have a wall, you can take away the rocks up until you're off the ground, the tefach. So in other words, you're not allowed to go all the way down to the ground because then it looks like you're trying to clear away some space to make the growing. You have to leave a tefach worth of rocks over the ground. It's a couple of inches. And therefore, it helps in making it clear that the person is not trying to clear away land for growth. All of these din that we said over here mitoch shalom, when the person is doing it in his own field, so people will suspect that he's trying to make his land better for growing. Aval mitoch shechaveray, if the person is doing it in his friend's field, so then ma'aseh rotzi yidei, he can take as much as he wants to. And the reason for that is because nobody will think that he's trying to fix up the land. That's not typical that a person would be clearing somebody else's land. So he's obviously just getting rocks for his building. So he's arranged with the person to take his rocks away. Excuse me, that he could build them. The Neder Amorim, this that we said, that there's things that you're not allowed to do. Like, for example, the beginning of the mission said you're not allowed to dig a machzeh betchila. That's too much like Hischa Bamir Shrias. You hadn't started digging in this quarry before Shrias. Avam Hischa Bamir Shrias, if you had already started before Shrias, so then it doesn't look like you're trying to clear the field. It's people know now that this is a place where you dig rocks from. Masha Woods Ito, he could do as much as he wants to, because people realize that it's a continuation of that work from before Shrias. So the Gemara says, Hey Chavida, how does it work out? That this amount that you should have 27 rocks. The Mishnah said there's 27 rocks. It wasn't so clear in the Mishnah what that meant. So the Girsa, the amount of focus Girsa is as follows. Plus a Zimna min plus. If you have 3 times 3, Zimna means, interestingly, in Aramaic means times, and in English we use the word times also to say multiplication. So plus a Zimna min plus, if you have 3 times of 3, Tesha. So that means on the top layer there's 3 times 3 sets of rocks in each row, in each morbia makes tesha, makes 9 rocks altogether. And tas zimnim in tesha, if you have 3 times 9, so you have, again, the first morbia had 9 rocks in it, we just said, so now if you have 3 morbias, so tas zimnim in tesha, 3 times 9, is esrim v'sheva, comes out to be 27. So the Gemara just explaining to you how the math works out. The Mishnah had said it is 3 by 3, and then ends up being 27, so that means because 3 by 3 is 9, and 3 times, and 9 times 3 is 27, so you end up with 27 rocks to this machzeh that you're allowed to do. Okay. To me, machzeh should be another thing. What happens if you have a machzeh, this kind of a quarry between you and your friend, between your fields, who posach boi chaver beheter, and your friend started digging in his beheter, let's say he started doing it before Shviyash or something like that, he did it in a way that he was allowed to do, then mutter, then you're allowed to do it also, because even though it's in a different field, but it's obviously the same area, and it's not an area for planting, it's obviously, people could tell from his side that it's a place for digging out rocks, and so once he did a beheter, that allows you to do it also. But b'chois reka, but if he had dug down the quarry or the fence or whatever it was down to nothing, it was till it was empty, then usher, because then it doesn't look anymore, people don't have that same impression. His is still operational, and this, he's still getting rocks out of it, and he had already started the heter, then you're allowed to do it on your side also. Okay, so now the Mishnah it said was get a shesh by asar avonim. You have a wall that has 10 that has esar tvachim, 10 tvachim tall, then you could do remove rocks in a certain way. So now we're gonna look at a Mishnah in Aholos, the Mishnah talking about Tumah, and that's gonna bring us back to a question about our Mishnah. We'll say Tamatina, we said there's a Mishnah there in Aholos that says like this. The rule is that an oichel that's in order for something to carry Tumah as an oichel, as a covering that carries Tumah smeis from one place to another, it usually has to be a tefach big. But essentially, haziz, maybe it's a Tumah b'koshu. If you have a doorway, and above the doorway there's a little protrusion, it's a decorative protrusion, so then, even though it's only b'koshu, it's less than a tefach, it's just a tiny amount, since it's decorative, that gives it a special status, and it continues the Tumah, the roof of the house, the ceiling in the house as if continues over there, and it can bring Tumah b'kol shehu. So it's something that's underneath that ziz, the Tumah spreads from there through the doorway. That there's an open doorway there. It spreads through there b'kol shehu, even if that's in tefach, it spreads into the house. Hagizra is the same kind of a thing. It's something, a protrusion sticking out over the door, but instead of facing down like a ziz does, which is the way a ziz would be faced, this faces up, so it's not the same kind of a protrusion of Haguvlis, this one is a rounded one. The Pasef Tefach, these have to be a Tefach big, then they don't have the special status of a Ziz that brings Tumah in Mekosho. Okay, now the end of that mission says, the Gemara is going to quote it in a second, the end of the mission says, a Ziz only has this special din if it is 12 Tvachim off the ground. Okay, it has to be 12 Tvachim off the ground, and the mission is, which is that it has to be 3 nidvachim off the ground, 3 like blocks of building materials off the ground, then like a nidvach, like a brick, three blocks of these things off the ground. So three blocks. Each one is four tvachim. So together, it's 12. It has to be 12 tvachim off the ground. Okay. Amar Rechir Bar Bar. So Rechir Bar Bar says, we see from this mission the following. I'm sorry, Rechir Bar Bar said like this. He made a statement. Hada Amra. From this we say, Zeshu Makab Nidvach Mechaber. If a person agrees to give his friend a nidvach, he made up. He says, I'm going to sell you a nidvach. That's this building material. Try classes like Arba Tvachim. He has to give him one that is not only four tefachim high, but four tefachim wide also. That's the size that he's mechuyev to give to the person. And Amar Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says, Masmeis Amar Kain. We can see that from the Mishnah. Why do we see it from the Mishnah? Because we're going to combine the Mishnah from over there with our Mishnah, which is as follows. So then that Amar has this, maybe you said Tumah. It says at the end of that Mishnah, in which way does a Ziz bring Tumah? The Kol Shehu. This is coming to me if it's kosher, but this is who kavoy min a pesach shosh nidvachim shehem shnei mesa tefach. It has to be three nidvachim off the ground, which is 12 tvachim off the ground. So v'lama tnei nidvachim. Why in the world did that Mishnah say that it has to be three nidvachim off the ground? What's the point of saying that? I mean, why didn't you say this has to be 12 tvachim off the ground? Why is it telling us that this has to be three nidvachim off the ground? So it must be l'mid sadin. It's come to teach you the chosh mishpatin. It's come to teach you the transactional rules, which are that when you tell someone you're going to sell them a nidvach, the translation, the understanding is that a nidvach is four tvachim tall. And that, so you're making a statement that says when a person says he's going to sell someone a nidvach, it has to be four tvachim. That's really from this Mishnah. In other words, there's no reason why the Mishnah Aholos would mention that it's three nidvachim tall, if not to tell you that a nidvach is that size, and it's coming to teach you within, not for Aholos, it's coming to teach you this side in, for when a person does business with somebody else, he has to give, a nidvach has to be four tvachim. And Rav Fulton says, we can see from our Mishnah that when, that these things are supposed to be square. And just like in our Mishnah, the rocks are three by three, so too over here, the nidvach is going to be four by four. Okay, so now, Rav Chiya asked, Ilin Shuraya ki Inun Shuraya, is the shear in our Mishnah, the shear in that Mishnah? In other words, in our Mishnah it said that if you have a wall that's 10 tvachim tall, then it has a certain status to it if it's 10 tvachim tall. So does that, are our Mishnah using the same kind of walls as it says over there? Does this have to be on top of a wall that's a certain height also? So is our shear like our, that shear, and we're going to see more in a second, it's something doesn't seem so right about that. So Chishu Bayakim, Ba'acha, B'Shem Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina said, yeah, Inun Shuraya Ki Inun Shuraya, in fact it's true, it's the same shear. So we say, wait a second, Hachad Amar, Shear Gedder Eser Tvachim. In our Mishnah it says a wall is, 10 tvachim tall. That's considered a wall. Pachas mikan machzev. If it's less than that, then it's not a wall. It's just a pile of rocks, which is meant for quarrying. And over here in this Mishnah, you say that it's like this, that it's 12. Manan kaimen. So what's our Mishnah talking about when it says that it's 10 tvachim? Im kishoy shnei nidvachim. If the Mishnah was talking about that you had two, the wall was made of two of these nidvachim, two that used for building, this nis one tvachim. So then the wall should have to be only eight tvachim tall, because if it's only two of them, two would make it eight tvachim. Then kishol yushalot shlosha. If there are three of these nidvachim, three like rows of building materials, nis nis shnei masha tvachim. So then it should be 12 tvachim. So how can you say that our Mishnah is using the same types of materials or describing the same thing as that Mishnah in the Aholos? The Mishnah in the Aholos said that three nidvachim takes up 12 tvachim. That's considered a wall, 12 tvachim. Our Mishnah says that the three nidvach, that basically the three nidvach, something takes up 10 tvachim. So our Mishnah and that Mishnah don't seem to be describing the same types of walls. Amar Biyasi, Sir Biyasi teaches us like this. Tzei chati tefach lesitos mikan, v'chati tefach lesitos mikan, v'chen l'chavrei. When you build these building blocks on top of each other, in fact, each of the building blocks comes for tvachim tall. But you need to shave away parts of it so that the pieces will interlock one with the other. And in order to do that, you take off a half a tefach from each of the blocks. So what happens was, what happens therefore is, even though the nidvach is each of the nidvachim is four tefachim tall, when you put two together, they only end up being together, they only end up being seven tefachim. So you take four and four, instead of being eight, excuse me, you lose one tefach in between them. And then when you instead of it being 8 tefachim, it's only 7 tefachim. And then when you put the nidvachim to the third row, you again lose a tefach between them. So the three rows end up being only 10 tefachim between them. So instead of being 4, you would think that three rows of 4 tefachim each would be 4, 8, 12. In fact, no, it's not like that. It's really 4, 7, 10. It ends up being only 10 tefachim tall because in order to make them sit well with each other, you have to file away parts of it to make them fit together, so you lose chatzi tefach chitzus mikan, chatzi tefach chitzus mikan. Each side of the brick loses a half of a tefach, and then they connect together to be losing the tefach. And v'chein l'chavri, also between the second and the third row. So the when Armisha says 10 tefachim, that's talking about the truth. A wall of it would really be 10 tefachim tall. So you can end up having 3 nidvachim except 10 tefachim. And that Mishnah says in Aholus that it's 12 tefachim. That's the truth, that for an oil, this has to be 10 tefachim, 12 tefachim tall. So why did it say that it's made of 3 rows? Well, 12 tefachim is not really 3 rows, because we saw when you make building materials, you need more to get to 12 tefachim. And that's, again, exactly to make that point, that a nidvach is 4 tefachim tall. In the case you're going to buy one from somebody else, you buy a whole nidvach is 4 tefachim tall. When you put it into the building, it'll end up being a little smaller. But it's to teach you this rule that when you sell something to somebody else, that's the standard size for it. A person is expected to sell the other person something that's 12 tefachim tall. Now, in the next Gemara, the Girsa has less words than it's supposed to. The words are pachas mikan. The Mishnah had said was that if the wall is less than 10 tefachim, then it has the rule of a machzev, or like a quarry. And that, you can't take up too much, you have to leave a tefach over the ground so it doesn't look like you're fixing the ground. These other words, annual, get the word machzev, we take out, most people take that out, and by then they're in rumitev shalom, all those come out. And the Yerushalmi says like this, Tini. We're going to have a machzev, Tini. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says like this, but this that we said in the Mishnah, that you have to leave a tefach. This man sheniskavin. I'm going to read the gears. This man sheniskavin l'tikun tzedeh. When the person was trying to fix up his field, in other words, it's shvius. He's not allowed to plant in his field now, but he's clearing away rocks so that after shvius he'll be able to plant in this field. So he's clearing away this fence. So this person has in mind to make his field into a field that's better for planting. So we tell him, since that's what you have in mind, so don't clear it all the way to the bottom. Leave a tefach off the ground, because or else people think you're clearing it for this year. So you have to make it obvious that you're not trying to clear it. And of course, what he's doing now is not doing any melacha, because clearing where the top layers of rocks doesn't make anything go better. He's preparing for next year. But he needs to leave a tefach off the ground of no rocks, because of Marashayim, because it'll look dead. Avo, in this cabin, we changed the gears. If he wasn't trying to improve his field, he was just clearing rocks because he needed to build something over some other purposes. And I feel he's allowed to take away all the rocks, even down to the very to ground level, because he's not trying to do to fix his field. And as we had seen in the past, he's allowed to take away to the bottom because he's not doing anything that looks like he's not trying to be mishakim tzedeh at all. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. I'm not Shimon Gamliel. He argues and he says like this. He reads the Mishnah just sort of the opposite. He said, this that it said in the Mishnah, that you should take away and leave a tefach, when he has no intention of fixing his field, we say to him, good, you're not trying to fix up the field and make it better for planting, still leave a tefach so everybody will know that that's what you have in mind. What if it's a person who's trying to make his field better for growing, meaning for the eighth year, he's trying to do that, so then I feel pachas mikanasa. So then we tell him, don't take any rocks at all. Don't even leave a tefach. It's not enough to leave a tefach, because since you're a person who's trying to make your field better for growing, so that any rock that you take away looks like that you have in mind, and therefore you can't, this that the Mishnah was making and allowed you to cut it down to leaving just a tefach, that would not be true for this person. Amar Rabibi said, Haimi Rabbi Yosa, Kidon Tanina Lakula, Rabbi Yosi passing like Rabbi Yehuda, the first Shita, who's more makel, who says that the Mishnah's din of a tefach is only in certain cases. In some cases, you could do even more than that. And not like